Helen is on the line.
Speaking of mental issues.
Well, this may not be the right Helen. Let's see if this is the Helen with mental issues.
You talk a lot, but I love your show.
Thank you, Helen.
And y'all are so smart. Where do you find those smart people?
Helen clearly has good
well,
mental
listen,
issues.
I have a pretty big lawn in Sherry Hills here, and it's got a lawn doctor came out, and he told me I have clover and dollar weed.
Clover, he said?
Huh?
He said clover?
Clover. What he said.
He ain't a very good doctor.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, it's probably a real good bet that it's oxalis rather than clover.
What?
Yeah.
It's not clover. What is it?
Oxalis, probably.
Oh, well, it turns kind of brown and purple funny when it dries up. Yeah. If I water it, it's pretty and green. But anyway, he told me that he could get rid of it. And I called one of your rivals, and they said if I use that Medina Plus, it would go away. So what is your thought on that?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
My yard's kind of brown anyway. I'd appreciate anything green
well,
or...
Yeah, he said you have to wait till the weather was 85 and he could get rid of it, but it would ruin the carpet grass because I got a lot of that too.
No.
So
just leave it alone.
And mow it.
What they're, the Medina Plus people are saying is that it just... If you give the grass more fertilizer, then it'll take over, and any of the good. If the conditions are right, your lawn grass could win that battle. But right now, with the conditions the way they are, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, you don't want to be putting any herbicide or any fertilizer on lawn grasses at this time of the year.
Oh, okay.
It's too dry.
Yeah, they're all stressed out. They got root damage, and as good as some of the fertilizers are, they're still salts, and they're just not. At very least, it's just a waste of money.
Oh, okay. I don't want to do that.
And in some cases, it will contribute to the problem.
Well, when I water, it's just kind of mud because they're drying up already a little bit. So. But it's
is this in the shade?
Sun.
This clover stuff is in the sun?
And it's all
sun. It's a St. Augustine lawn?
Uh-huh. And it's spreading. It's in the back. It's kind of going to the front. I'm going to my neighbor.
How often are you able to water? Are you in the city?
Once a week.
Yeah. Did you water before?
Not good like you told me to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause I was just wondering, because if they, you know, if the, we've had three good years. Well, we've had nearly 2 years of hot, dry now, but the three before that were real good.
Well, it was there already because I didn't water good.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But that's what they're saying on that the show that said if you add that additive, that'll help. But basically, you know, if you fertilize at the right times and water at the right times and you got enough sun, the San Augustine will win that battle.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, Jerry's absolutely right. Don't
go ahead and water on my watering day.
Yeah, water on your watering day, and then when we get into better conditions, then you can consider some other options.
It's just tough on everything now, huh?
Yeah, it's tough. What we want now is just for everything to kind of hang on and as healthy as it can be. And
A soaker hose
is especially good on an area where you've got special problems, like it's real hot, you know, like along the driveway, and that there you can give a little extra water. But I would just do your one day a week, keep your lawn in relatively good shape, just squint a little bit so you can't tell that you've got the oxalis
that's
and the
purple.
Dollar weed, and just
kind
appreciate it, the green that it has.
Okay, well then, and so I'll just wait till we get better weather.